bon sens. Ils n'ont changé.
Hell is most awkward, called by Shakespeare.
Je crois qu'ils font fortune tout au
long.
Radio XU.
Pick up your feet and get up and dance. Very sensual. She listens to the radio for the latest airplay.
This is pop rock. This is pop rock. You can sing along.
So pick up your feet,
get up and dance.
Come on, pick up your feet and get up and dance. Wonderful, ultimately charming. She listens to the radio for the latest airplay.
This is pop rock. This is pop rock. You can sing along.
So pick up your feet,
get up and dance.
Come on, get out of your seats. Pick up the beat and get up and dance. Just remarkable, highly advanced. She listens to the radio for the latest airplay.
This is pop rock. This is pop rock. You can sing along.
So pick up your feet,
get up and dance.
Come on, get up and dance. Flip yourself out and get up and move. Ahead of her time, she listens to the radio for the latest airplay.
This is pop rock. This is pop rock. You can sing along.
So pick up your feet,
get up and dance.
Come on, pick up your feet and get up and dance.
This is pop rock. This is pop rock. This is pop rock.
Greetings and welcome to Radio XU. This is Tom D, back once again to bring you music that matters. Tonight we return to NY City, the Big Apple. We'll be hearing from the likes of Tough Darts, the Revlons, the Mumps, the Fleshtones, and many others. We open the show with an artist who claims he's an extraterrestrial from the planet Strazar, although he may actually be Frankie Cavallo, born in Brooklyn, New York to Sicilian parents. Only the NYPD knows for sure. It was Von Elmo with This Is Pop Rock, recorded in 1979 for an unreleased EP produced by Max's Kansas City Records. You can find that track on the LP Cosmic Interception, released on Variant Records in 1994. Let's get right back into it now and pay a visit to Jersey City, New Jersey. Here's the Cellmates with Everybody Wants.
There
with Heartbreaker, their one and only release, a 7-inch single issued on Ideal Records in 1980. Before that, we heard The Erasers with I Won't Give Up, recorded in 1978 and produced by Richard Lloyd of Television. This band featured Susan Springfield on vocals and Richard Luer on guitar, brother of Heartbreaker Walter Luer. This song was unissued until 2015, when it was included on the compilation Ork Records, New York, New York, released by the Numero Group. We'll be hearing some more selections from this comp throughout the show. Before The Erasers, it was Tough Darts with All for the Love of Rock and Roll, taken from the LP Live at CBGB's, released by Atlantic Records in 1976. This song features the band's original lead singer, Robert Gordon. He left the group soon after this recording and went on to greater success as one of the early rockabilly revivalists. And we started that set in New Jersey with The Cellmates and Everybody Wants, taken from the compilation Max's Kansas City, 1976 and Beyond, released in 2017 by Jungle Records. We're going to return to New Jersey now and hear from a group that took their name from a novel by Aldous Huxley. Here are the Feelies with Fa Say La.
Dab. Two. Disco. Dab. To disco. We, the children of America, deserve a better deal than this recycled elevator music churned out in the midst of approaching commercials. Don't get me wrong, I'm attacking a music here. This is not a human rights issue, you understand. Far be it for me to turn into Anita Bryant. All I'm saying is, give me something with balls. Who's got the gall to lay this shit on my plate? I ain't gonna eat it. Take it away, waiter. It's got a fly in it. A fly with platform shoes. I'm at it. Send my radio back to Ethiopia. Kill disco! Let your voices be heard. Heard throughout the land, across the planet, and into the cosmos.
If God wanted disco, he would not have created other music.
Supposedly the first punk record to be banned by the record store chain Sam Goody's, that was Jimmy LaLumia and the Psychotic Frogs with Death to Disco, a 1977 single released on the Death Records label. Before that, it was the Revlons with The Way You Touch My Hand, produced by Fred Smith, the bass player of Television, and released as a single by Ork Records in June 1979. Before the Revlons, we heard The Fast with Wow Pow Bash Crash, first issued on the LP Maxis Kansas City, 1976, released by Ram Records that same year. This group went on to tour as an opening act for The Cars and released a couple of LPs before they morphed into a dance band called Man to Man. And we started that set with Fa Say La by The Feelies. This track was recorded in the spring of 1977 and planned for release as a single, but went unissued until the 2015 Ork Records New York, New York compilation. The band went on to record a debut LP for Stiff Records in 1980, and several others over the next 30-plus years. And now we return to the famous CBGBs to hear Mink DeVille with Let Me Dream If I Want To.
Watch the door, deep surprise, it's a vision. My breath and rhythm sink the hollow, slash the core. Sing the hollow. dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream. Let me dream.
Lampshade, lampshade. You really flipped your wig, babe.
1978. That was Student Teachers with Christmas Weather. Their single produced by Jimmy Destri of Blondie and released on the Ork Records label. Before that we heard the Mumps with their single Crocodile Tears, issued on the Bomp label in 1977. Before the Mumps, we heard another track from the LP Max's Kansas City 1976. It was Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys with Flip Your Wig. A couple of years later, this group relocated to London and went on to greater fame as Wayne County and the Electric Chairs. And we started that set with Mink DeVille and Let Me Dream If I Want To, taken from the 1976 LP Live at CBGB's. Featuring Willie DeVille on guitar and vocals, this recording predates the group's major label signing to Capitol Records in 1977. The band recorded three albums for the label and split up in 1980. With DeVille continuing on as a solo act. And now we hear from an artist that I've had the great pleasure of seeing perform. Featuring the legendary Sonny Vincent, here's Testers with Time Is Mine.
You start, I said, I don't wanna see the sun go down.
was the Fleshtones with American Beat, their debut single released by Red Star Records in 1979. This track was produced by Red Star's label head, Marty Thau, former manager of the New York Dolls. The Fleshtones were one of the early garage rock revivalists and went on to have a long career, releasing nearly 24 LPs over the course of 40 years. Before the Fleshtones, we heard from a band that featured former New York Dolls Arthur Kane and Jerry Nolan. From their one and only single, we heard The Idols with You, issued by Ork Records in June 1979. I'd love to hear an album's worth of material from these guys, but this single's all they managed to muster. And we began that set with Testers, their one and only single, Time Is Mine, originally released on the Drive-In Records label in 1980. The band formed in New York City in 1975 and performed shows at CBGB's and Max's Kansas City with the Cramps, the Dead Boys, and many others. The band's frontman, Sonny Vincent, began his rock and roll career in the early 70s and is still actively performing today. Well, that's about it for tonight. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. As always, I'd love to hear from you guys, so please visit my website at sonicdaydream.blogspot.com and share some comments on the show. Until next time, this is Tom D, signing off.